Good morning, David. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad, Mitch. Not too bad. On a nice, safe trip to the back of Edgecliff Station. No drug dogs, you'll be pleased enough.
That is good news. So tell us, why did you want to start this initiative? What did you hope to achieve from it?
Well, it's already achieving what we wanted, which was to give some power back to the community, to push back against a pretty obscene use of police powers. The drug dogs that the police have are getting it wrong on public transport 80% of the time. They're bailing people up. People are being searched. They're being humiliated in public, you know, having their handbag emptied, their backpack emptied, often on public train stations, patted down, surrounded by police, all on an indication from a drug dog that we know is wrong 80% of the time. And, you know, the balance of this, the drug dog operations aren't really any more effective. They're general operations on the streets of King's Cross or the streets of Sydney, they're getting it wrong 75% of the time. And whenever you've got a police program that is just so hopelessly misfiring, I think you've got to push back.
Yeah, so those are pretty surprising statistics that they're getting it wrong so often. If they're so ineffective, why are they still in use, do you think?
Well, this is all about a PR exercise by the police. They want to be seen to be doing something on the war on drugs. They know they can't win it. I mean, every single study shows they can't win it, despite the billions of dollars spent on police and law enforcement efforts over the last few years. The wholesale price of drugs on our streets continues to fall. I mean, so in the face of an unwinnable, continually losing war against illicit drugs, the police want to be seen to be doing something. They want a PR exercise that plays well in sort of middle-class homes, plays well on the 6 o'clock news, and that's what drug dogs are all about. Here we are, the police out doing something on the war on drugs.
Okay.
It doesn't matter that it's hopelessly ineffective.
There might be some people out there who'd ask the question, what's the difference between what Sniff Off does with sniffer dogs and alerting people about where RBTs are? What would you say to that argument?
Well, in fact, we've had some people asking about expanding Sniff Offs to also do roadside drug testing, because there is random roadside drug testing being done by police, which is hopelessly flawed as well. But the reason we haven't done that is because roadside drug testing also coincides often with roadside breath testing. And the thing with roadside breath testing is it's been proven to work. RBT is a program where people are randomly stopped by police. They're tested against known thresholds to see whether or not they are intoxicated when they're driving a motor vehicle. Because we know that if you're intoxicated and when you're driving a motor vehicle, you are a serious menace, a dangerous menace to yourself and others. And that is quite different, quite fundamentally different to stopping people on the suspicion that they might have been to a party where a joint was smoked 2 months ago. You're not a menace to anyone.
Okay, and an interesting twist on the Sniff Off Facebook page was that yesterday two police officers and an unidentified third man were caught trolling of sorts on the Sniff Off community page. What was your reaction to this?
Well, this incident happened a few weeks ago, actually, and it happened but it was only reported yesterday when we had final confirmation that they, in fact, were police officers. But we had at least two, probably three police officers making false postings on the Sniff Off page. There'd been a series of posts pointing out that drug dogs were operating at Sydenham train station, and the Sniff Off community likes to have accurate and timely information. And in response to those posts, there were a series of additional responses from these two police officers saying, there are no drug dogs here. I'm at Sydenham station and there are no drug dogs here. And then we had other members of the Sniff Off community saying, well, look, you know, I'm at Sydenham Station right now, and they posted photographs of the drug dogs still in operation. So that led us to make some inquiries. We checked out the Facebook profiles of these individuals who seemed to be posting false information, and it was very apparent that they were police, and they were actually lying about the drug dog operations. Now, when the police are actually going onto your page and deliberately posting misinformation and false information, well, that's when you know you're actually hurting them with the Sniff Off page. So we actually took it as a sign of success, Sniff Off. Police should never be lying on any public platform. And I think it's outrageous that they went on and lied on Sniff Off. But as I said before, I'd encourage your listeners to get on board, because it's obviously working.
Well, just on that point, can they be in trouble for lying on a public forum, as you say? Or is there some kind of discipline sort of thing happening?
Well, of course they should be disciplined. It's a breach of the social media policy of the New South Wales Police. And in fact, it's a breach of the code of conduct of the New South Wales Police to be out there lying. we don't yet know whether or not they were part of the drug dog team, part of the drug dog operation. We don't yet know if it's some sort of bizarre counterintelligence effort done by the New South Wales Police. What we do know is the New South Wales Police has said that their super is going to have a word with them. Well, he may be having a word to congratulate them. We really don't know.
All right, we'll leave it there. But David, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Pleasure, Mitch.